This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders of the world's biggest economies made a vague commitment Sunday to seek carbon neutrality by or around mid-century as they wrapped up a two-day Rome summit that was laying the groundwork for the UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. According to the final meeting communique, the group of 20 leaders also agreed to end public financing for coal-fired power generation abroad, but set no target for phasing out coal domestically, a clear nod to China, India, and other coal-dependent countries. The G20 countries represent more than three-quarters of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, and summit host Italy and Britain, which is hosting the Glasgow Climate Conference, had looked for more ambitious targets to come out of Rome. A French official said the non-specific wording reflected the aim to affirm a common goal while providing flexibility to address, quote, the diversity of the G20 countries, especially China and India, as well as Indonesia. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi traded warnings over Taiwan on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit on Sunday, moves that could further escalate tensions across the Taiwan Strait. In an hour-long meeting in Rome, Blinken made crystal clear that Washington opposes any unilateral changes by Beijing to the status quo around Taiwan, according to a senior State Department official. A recent increase in Chinese military exercises in Taiwan's air defense identification zone, including what Taipei said were 8 such flights on Sunday, is part of what is viewed as stepped-up military harassment by Beijing. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police and witnesses in Japan say a man brandishing a knife on a Tokyo commuter train stabbed several passengers before setting a fire, which sent people scrambling to escape and jumping from windows. The Tokyo Fire Department says 17 passengers were injured, including 3 seriously. The attacker, a man in his 20s, was arrested and is being investigated. TV footage showed firefighters, police officials, and paramedics rescuing the passengers, many of whom escaped through windows. In one video, passengers are running from another car where flames are gushing. NHK says the suspect, after stabbing passengers, poured a liquid resembling oil and set fire, which partially burned seats. Witnesses say he was wearing a bright outfit that resembled a Halloween costume. Sudanese anti-coup protesters on Sunday manned barricades in the capital, Khartoum, a day after a deadly crackdown on mass rallies, as a civil disobedience campaign against the military takeover is in its 7th day. Tens of thousands turned out across the country for Saturday's demonstrations, marching against the army's October 25th power grab, when top general Abdel Fattah al-Burhan dissolved the government, declared a state of emergency, and detained Sudan's civilian leadership. The move sparked a chorus of international condemnation and punitive aid cuts, with world powers demanding a swift return to civilian rule and calls for the military to show restraint against protesters. At least 3 people were shot dead and more than 100 people wounded during Saturday's demonstrations, according to medics treating the wounded. Police forces deny the killings and deny using live bullets. At least a dozen people have been killed since protests began, according to medics, but a senior U.S. official has said they estimate 20 to 30 people have died. Turkey's foreign minister said on Sunday the country is not responsible for Ukraine's use of a Turkish-made drone in its conflict with pro-Moscow rebels. The Ukrainian army this week released footage of what it said was the first use of a Turkish-made drone against separatists in the east of the country, where it's been locked in conflict since 2014. Turkey's sale of the unmanned aircraft to Ukraine complicates its ties with Russia, which has thrown its political weight behind the Ukraine separatists. The Kremlin warned Wednesday the use of the drones could escalate the conflict. Even France and Germany, both mediators of the conflict, have also criticized Ukraine's use of the drone. But President Volodymyr Zelensky defended it on Friday, saying they were defending its territory. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.